Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord in Senla and in Miss Lou.
You're listening to the Discipleship Now radio broadcast with your host, Pastor Hilton Wells. Stay tuned and allow the Holy Spirit to give you power, insight, and revelation from the Word of God to be the type of disciple that Christ has destined you to be. Listen closely, open your heart, and be blessed.
But in 2006, 2017. I've heard it's the year of victory, the year of overcoming. I receive all that. I receive all that. In this house, we're preaching God-focused and kingdom-minded. Amen. But I receive anything that my spirit say yes, sir, to. Amen. I receive it. It's the word. Amen. But we have to start with vision. Number one, put down spiritual vision, spiritual vision. There needs to be a spiritual vision, a physical vision, a relational vision, and a financial vision. You need to have these four visions. There are more, but these are four key ones. These are four key ones. I left out mental, amen, but I can just tell you all that is you need to read some more books. Amen, somebody. It's good to read. Don't fool yourself. We're in the age of knowledge. All you got to do is Google it, Bing it. Amen, somebody. You're in a good place. Amen. So I'd cover that one. Amen. Make it your goal to read at least, say, three extra books this year. Amen. So that's mental. But let's deal first with spiritual, since we're in church. Is that all right? Amen. But look at his neighbor and say, start with Jesus. Start with Jesus. He's the foundation. That's what the motivational speaker probably left out. Amen. When we look at spiritual vision, you can put down, what is my vision for spiritual development? What is my vision for spiritual development? 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 through 3. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 through 3. And the writer says, therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and deceit. When you look at malice and deceit, malice is evil doing. Deceit is trickery, if you would. To present one thing and the motive be different. Satan, we said, is a deceiver. He operates in deceit. Present one thing, but the motive is opposite. Hypocrisy. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, be genuine this year. Envy. We don't have to desire what another person has. The same God that gave it to them, if we obey the same principles, he'll bless us. And slander of every kind. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, let's keep our mouth off folk. That's good in country. You know you're in Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas, Arkansas, and Alabama, if you can say that. Let's keep our mouth off folk. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, let's say it like this. Say, God, help me to keep my mouth off people. We just went up north on that. Okay. Like newborn babes, here's my point, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. Bishop Holcomb, their theme this year is getting ready to grow or growing upward. In fact, that was last year, growing up into maturity. But when we look at growing up, how many know all of us should be growing? Should be growing. Let's talk about growing this morning. Spiritual development. What is my spiritual development? When we talk about growing up, my vision for spiritual development, y'all ready? They got scared. They got nervous. I'm going to try to get y'all ready for this? Here we go. Growing up spiritually, it's when God shows you that difficult aspect of yourself. Are you ready to grow in that area even with pain? Ever heard the term growing pains? True growth in the area is going to cause some pain. As I'm preaching to you right now, God has shown me the area in my life that I'm going to have to grow in. And I already know it's going to hurt. I already know it's going to hurt. But the principle is you can't go any higher without going lower. I know Jesus couldn't get to the throne without going to the cross. we'll always stay at the same place until we're willing to go through some pain. Let me bring it back. So you go to the gym and you work out. How many know it takes more energy to run than it does to walk? Pain. Amen. But in that running or in that walking or in that exercise, that pain is actually making you stronger. We talk about reading books. Somebody say, I don't like to read books. You know why you like to read? Because it causes pain to you. It's something I don't like to do. Yeah, because it's causing you pain. But every time you do it, it gets easier and easier and easier and easier. I just don't like to forgive. Why? Because it's easy for me just to just. But when you forgive, it causes pain. But after a while, you can forgive like this and you can forgive like that. It becomes easy to just forgive and you just begin to flow in forgiveness. It causes pain. We cannot grow up in an area until we're willing to face pain. Pain, you got to look it in the face and walk right through it. But sometimes we've become comfortable with immaturity. I've been saved 10 years, but I still got the same struggle I had at 3 years. Reason being, I'm not ready to face that pain. Amen, somebody. But in order for any development to take place, even for a child to come outside that womb, where it's a child, so, you know, their tolerance for pain is a little high, but that child got to do some maneuvering to come out that womb. But that mama know, because the birth of that child is going to cause her something. But the saying is, once this child comes out, you forget about the pain and you're so in love with the product. That's what spiritual development is. It's painful going through the process. But once the child comes forth, you're like, wow, I made it here. Those of us that are obedient, you're going to be amazed at where you are in 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. I just told you I'm in a current place of pain. But it's good pain because he already showed me. Son, you just got to whoop this. You got to whoop it. And I'm always, just so people's minds don't wonder, let me tell you straight up what it is. I'm used to an environment to where everybody just does what they need to do. I was raised like that. My daddy say, son, don't you worry about the next man. Just do your part. Don't you know he set the stage for a peaceful life growing up by saying that? Because none of us were allowed to complain about the next person. And I could tell you, I don't think he knew it at that time, but it's biblical. Preaching in Alexandria, John chapter 21, Peter say, what about that fella? He's talking about John. Is he going to remain? He say, you don't worry about him. You just follow me. But in pastoring, I can't have that mindset. I got to be willing to go to hell to get him, no matter how much pain it costs. Because everybody, sometimes people don't do what they need to do, not necessarily because they don't want to, but they need help coming out. And it takes something for us to be able to go help somebody that's in hell and look like they want to be in hell or don't even know they're in hell. But the shepherd got to take the beat down, go in there and get them, right or wrong, and say, come on, friend, that's pain. Because the environment I was raised in, you just do your job. And in the military, it's a loose barley. Not the case in pastoring. Not the case. Not the case for Jesus. Here's Jesus on a cross between two guilty people. Only three women and a young boy was there with him. John. Three Marys. What happened to the gang of 11? But he still had to go through the pain. But my friend, when he finished the pain, Somebody say he's seated.